I'm Steve Ashley, and on today's half-hour edition of Hot Pipes, I'll be visiting some more pipe-equipped restaurants, the last in this mini-series. My first stop is at the Organ Loft, now Edison Street Events, in Salt Lake City, which has been in operation since 1946, and to the Wurlitzer that is principally from the Staten Island Paramount, New York. Gus Varney made three great LPs for Warner Brothers in the early 1960s. From his Giant Pipes release comes his 1930 classic, Cheerful Little Earful. Cheerful Little Earful, Gus Varney and the Organ Loft Wurlitzer. As far as is known, Canada had just two restaurants with organs. One was in Vancouver and the other in Toronto. For many years, Don Thompson was the principal resident at the Wurlitzer Hybrid in the Organ Grinder, Toronto. The premises ran from 1975 to 1996, whereupon the organ went to a private owner. This is a British composition from the pen of Eric Coates in 1930 by the Sleepy Lagoon, which you may know as the theme from the BBC's Desert Island Discs.
Thank you.
From Toronto to the other Vancouver in Washington State, just across the river from and the largest suburb of Portland, Oregon. Milt Kiefer owned Uncle Milt's Pipe Organ Pizza Company from 1979 until he retired in 1999. The organ was the Wurlitzer from the Orpheum Theatre, Seattle, somewhat augmented as they usually were, and one of the house organists was Jerry Gregorius, who unfortunately didn't release many recordings. Jerry's arrangement of Leroy Anderson's The Waltzing Cat is a delightful reminder of a gentler, kinder era. In complete contrast, this 1938 big band song from Count Basie, Jumpin' at the Woodside, was recorded by Skip O'Donnell on that same Wurlitzer in Uncle Milt's in Vancouver. Skip started his musical skills on trumpet, graduated to Hammond, and was a regular at Uncle Milt's through the 90s until it closed in 1999. This track also features an unnamed drummer, who indeed keeps the pace jumping. We'll be right back. Eddie Dunstetter's theme, Open Your Eyes, but played there in 1976 by Mike Grandchamp on the Barton in Cicero's Pizza, Edina, which is just outside Minneapolis in the state of Minnesota. The Barton was from the Paramount Theatre, Hamilton, Ohio, and Cicero's closed in 1982. Mike went on to be the house organist on the Wurlitzer in the Majestic Theatre, St. Paul. One of the best-known artists from the Pizza era, Ron Rode, is still playing, in spite of an announced retirement in 2018. His career started on the original Wurlitzers in the Organ Stop pizza chain in 1974, where he stayed for many years before going freelance. He recently released a CD entitled Vintage Road, with tracks taped on the Mesa instrument in 1989. This was Irving Berlin's first major success, Alexander's Ragtime Band. Ron Rode and the Wurlitzer in Organ Stop Pizza, Mesa, Arizona. While most artists were content to produce orchestral arrangements, a few also entertained in song. The late Carl Cole was one such, and he recorded this vocal version of Frank Lesser and Julie Stein's I Don't Want to Walk Without You on the Wurlitzer in the Pied Piper Pizza Peddler in Warren, Michigan.
I don't wanna walk without have you been? Walk without my arms around you, baby. I thought of the day you left me behind. I'd take a stroll to get you right off my mind, but now I find that I don't want to walk without the sunshine. Why do you have to turn off all that sunshine? Oh, baby, please come back. Oh, you break my heart for me. I don't wanna walk without you. No, sirree.
Last but not least spot today goes to another artist who is still very much active on the concert circuit. Jonas Norwahl is noted for his often spectacular arrangements on the Wurlitzers in the two organ grinder restaurants in Portland, Oregon and Denver, Colorado. This was the Denver instrument in full flight, Louis Prima's 1936 big band standard, Sing, Sing, Sing. Thank you. Sing, 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 Jonas Norwal playing the Wurlitzer that originated in the Paramount Theatre Portland, transplanted into the Denver Organ Grinder from a recording made in the 1980s. That's all I have time for today, but I'll be back next time with more great music from these fabulous music makers. But for now, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.